And we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by BJ Nelson as well as Leif Kruger. BJ Nelson is the director of operations at Black Oak Casino Resort. Leif Kruger is the executive director of marketing. And BJ Nelson, you know, we've been talking all about the Black Oak concert series that's going to be coming up here again shortly. Anything else about the venue that we haven't mentioned that's going to be new this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're always exploring ways to provide a better experience to our guests. And you know, one of the things that we're trying to do is make it more of a, I'll say, a more entertainment, right? So it's easy to think of the entertainment on the stage. But in between and before, you know, we're trying to expand and do lots more fun things. Last year we had a, you know, if you were out there, we had a t-shirt cannon, and we did some trivia and some cool name that tune and karaoke. And if you've ever, never seen Leif work a t-shirt cannon, he's pretty good at it. But this year, we got some other partners coming into the venue that you know, can activate and provide other. I can't get too much into detail, but can activate and provide cool guest experiences. There's going to be a handful of you know, smaller things, not necessarily in the seating area, but outside by the vendors that just allow the guests to be more interactive with what's going on and just increase the overall experience. And so, from the moment you come onto the Westside Pavilion property, we want you to be amazed and be constantly engaged with what's going on, and just you know, be able to have a fun time with your guests when you're there, and enjoy every facet of the experience. So the food, the activities, and certainly the entertainment that's there. And we think we got a few cool tricks up our sleeve to even provide more of that this year.
And then we've been talking all about the concert series on this weekend show, and it seems like over recent years there's been a lot of construction and new additions and activity at the casino itself. Any much happening exciting these days?
Well, we always got plenty of excitement up at the resort. Yeah, I mean, this year's kind of I get asked a lot, like, what are we building or expanding this year, and what new things are we adding? And the short answer is we're not really adding much of anything this year. But what we are doing is we're really going to be able to utilize the things that we've recently added. So, you know, the past 3 years have pretty much been expansion, remodel, and added a number of things to the resort. And so, you know, we fully opened the RV park last year, and then inside on the casino side, we did a complete remodel that wrapped up last year, where, you know, brand new Willow Creek Lounge, brand new Willow Creek Bar, brand new Manzanita Bar, brand new poker room, you know, kind of expanded and changed gaming area, and just created a better experience for our guests. And so this year, as we've finished all that last year and kind of, you know, waded into the water, we really feel like we're excited to fully take advantage of all the things we've built and expanded on over the past year. And so, you know, whether that's promotions and entertainment specific to the casino, you know, we got a ton of stuff going on this year to just really provide a bunch to our guests that is probably more stuff than we've ever provided before. And that's really Leif's wheelhouse.
Yeah, so there isn't a day that goes by at Black Oak Casino Resort that something isn't happening from the marketing side, whether it's player-driven or entertainment-driven. You know, starting on Thursday through Saturday, we have live entertainment, and 99% of the time, that entertainment is free in the Willow Creek Lounge. We do have some ticketed shows for some larger acts, but they're rare. We have promotions every Friday and Saturday night. We've got gift giveaways on Sundays. I mean, it's probably the reason why we don't get days off, because we have something going on every day. I'm not a very good scheduler, because I put some days in or days off in there for me. We left today, you know, our Young at Heart's going on. That's for anybody 50 or better to come out and spend the day, visit with their friends. And we've got something really cool starting in May for midweek. It's called Midweek Madness. It's I'm not going to spoil it, because if you go to our website, you'll get all the information as soon as it's out there. We're just putting it together right now, but it will start the first week of May, and that'll be something going on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So something for you to do every single day at Black Oak Casino Resort.
Busy times at the casino and resort. BJ Nelson, we have just about a minute left. Anything else? Any closing comments you'd like to make today?
No, I mean, hey, thanks for having us. We're really excited about the concert series this year. We're really excited about the lineup. We're really excited about you know, the way the community has rallied behind us on this. I mean, this is Motherload Views. This is a local community program, and you know, I guess I'll take the opportunity to say thank you from Black Oak and the tribe to say The community has really been awesome as we posed this and said, hey, we want to do this. And all the agencies we had to coordinate with are awesome. It made it very easy for us and are very accommodating. And you know, the amount of support we feel from the community has been awesome. Because it's a big undertaking, you know, and a big risk, and it's been certainly Tuolumne County, whether that be the government side or the business side or the resident side, has just been phenomenal to deal with when it comes to the concert series, Westside Pavilion, and then Black Oak Casino. So.
We'll have to end on that note. BJ Nelson, Leif Kruger, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our guests for joining us on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We've been talking about the Black Oak Concert Series. If you missed any of the show, you can find it archived in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. And a programming note, next weekend on Motherlode Views, we're going to be kicking off a four-part series talking all things fire prevention. We're going to hear from a wide variety of guests. During the first show, we're going to kick things off with Supervisor Sherry Brennan, CAO Tracy Riggs, and OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. They're going to be talking about a wide variety of things related to the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative, looking at ways to make Tuolumne County more fire resilient and safe. That's going to be next week on Motherlode Views. Following weeks, we're going to hear things about evacuations and fire prevention, also fire thinning projects that are underway and ongoing. So you want to tune in beginning next week to hear all about fire prevention on this weekend, on that weekend show. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.